This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Broncos will allow full capacity crowds tomorrow for the first time since 2019. CPR's Vic Vela reports.
Yeah, it's been a while since Empower Field at Mile High was a sea of blue and orange, but more than 76,000 people will be allowed to attend the Broncos' preseason finale against the Los Angeles Rams. Fans will not have to show proof of vaccination, and there will be no mask requirements in place either, although the team is encouraging unvaccinated fans to wear them. The NFL is allowing individual teams to create their own COVID policies this season. The Broncos' arch-rival Raiders will require proof of vaccination for their home games. I'm Vic Vela, CPR News.
Denver's historic Sports Castle building is being sold for the first time in 50 years. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
A report in the Denver Business Journal says a group including local construction executive Tom McLaughlin purchased the iconic building and is planning a major renovation. He says the update will include new retail on the ground floor and office space on the upper floors. The space was the longtime home of iconic sporting goods retailer Gart Sports. Before that, it was a showroom for Chrysler. Construction on the project isn't likely to start until 2023. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Pueblo Mayor Nick Gradisar will be one of 34 local officials picked to advise the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Gradisar will join other leaders from across the nation to serve in the Local Government Advisory Committee. This is CPR and KRCC.